Well, as a matchmaker, Jane Ace is doing great. She's trying to marry off Neil Williams' widowed mother to old man Neff, so Neil will be free to marry Marge. Last week, Jane had the old couple taking rumba lessons. But Mr. Ace, who is trying to close a deal with Mr. Neff, finds the old man's time so taken up with Mrs. Williams that he can't talk business. Our scene now is the Ace's bungalow a couple of evenings later, where we find Jane and Mr. Ace alone. Listen.
Rumba lessons.
And isn't it marvelous how quick they learn? You should have seen them.
I suppose this was your brilliant idea.
Thanks, dear. Well, you should have seen them when they first tried it. If Mr. Neff didn't look like a chicken hopping around with his hat off, I came near laughing right in his face. And I would have, too, only he was turned the other way. And Mrs. Williams, the way she learned how to rumba so quick. Honestly, dear, I don't know what this older generation is coming to. And now look at them, out dancing every night. Well, it's behind me how they do it.
You're very happy about all this, aren't you?
Happy? That's not the word.
What is the word?
I'm very happy.
Oh, that's the word, very happy.
Well, why shouldn't I be? Now look, dear. Look how well they're getting along. Did you ever dream that Mr. Neff could be this way? Did you ever dream that?
No.
Sure you didn't.
No, because you have to be asleep to dream. And for the past two nights, I've had insomnia.
Oh, a little sleep will cure that.
Yes, that's all I need. And try to get it. With me, with the biggest deal I ever tackled, and I can't get anywhere with it because I can't find old man Neff in or can't make him stand still long enough to talk business with him. Because you've got him interested in the rumba. That's why I can't sleep nights. Do you understand that?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? I mean that the main idea of having Mr. Neff over here that night for dinner was for me to try to put over this deal with him. He came to me, wanted me to handle his real estate holdings, didn't he?
Yes.
All right. He's one of the biggest real estate traders in town. If I can become his agent, do you know how much that would mean to me?
No, I don't think so.
Well, just roughly, say.
Oh, we don't have to get rough about it.
It would mean several thousand dollars a year. And besides the money, there's the prestige. It would open up other deals to me. All I need is a half hour's meeting with the old guy, and we could come to terms. But try to find him for a half hour.
But you said you went to his office the other day.
Yes, and while I was talking business with him, he called the florist once for some flowers for Mrs. Williams.
He did?
Yes, he called the tailor once to tell him he'd lost some of his waistline. And he wanted his tuxedo fitted over.
He did?
Yes, he called the hotel and made reservations for dinner.
He did?
But what he didn't do was talk business.
He didn't.
And the more I tried to make him see that we ought to compromise of letting me handle his properties for him at 4%, the more he said 3%.
Isn't it marvelous how well they're getting along? I never dreamed that they would...
I wish you'd do a little dreaming right now.
Now?
Yes, daydreaming.
Not tonight, dear.
Yes, tonight, dear. Just mull this over in your daydreams. Think how much money I can make if Neff signs up with me. That means more things for you, doesn't it? That means a new car this summer. That means a new coat for you in the fall. Think of those things.
I'd like to, dear, but the most important thing I've got to think about now is Marge getting married to Neil.
Oh, Jane, why...
And the only way Marge can get married is for Neil's mother to get married. You heard her say she can't get married because Neil has to support his mother. Well, the way things are going now, I wouldn't be surprised if Mrs. Williams turned out to be a June bride and Marge a July bride, or not later than September. I never dreamed it would be this easy.
You've got it all planned out, haven't you?
Uh-huh. Mm. I like to plan things for other people, especially Marge. Imagine Marge married to Neil. It'll be the happiest day of my life when Neil's mother marries Mr. Neff.
I see. And would it make you a little bit happy if I ever signed up old man Neff to this deal?
Oh, sure, but that can come later.
Well, that's the point. It can't come later. The longer it takes us to sign, the more convinced I am that he'll find somebody else. He won't give me his business.
Oh, sure. He will. How can you talk like that?
He will not. He has to have somebody looking after his business while he's rumbaing, and that somebody will not be me.
How can you say that? You mean if Mr. Neff married Mrs. Williams, he wouldn't give his business to the husband of the best friend of the girl his wife's son is going with?
What's that?
The husband of the best friend of the girl his wife's son is going with. That's you. It's just like being in the family.
Oh, that'll be the relationship I'll depend on to get his business.
Well, sure it will. I'm Marge's best friend.
Yes.
Mr. Neff's wife will be Mrs. Williams. Her son is going with my best friend. And if Mr. Neff wouldn't give his business to the husband of Marge's best friend, then I don't know.
Oh, that's too mixed up for me. I'm only
interested... Mixed up, look. Won't Neil be his stepson? I figured it all out. Then Marge will be his stepdaughter-in-law, and I'm his stepdaughter-in-law's best friend. That makes you...
That makes me an elf.
Yes, now you... What?
Listen, Jane, if I were you, I wouldn't talk so much about Neil's mother marrying old man Neff. If Marge ever found out that you planned this love match...
Oh, she'll never know till they're married, and then it's too late.
Or if Neil ever found out, I pity you.
They don't know. Didn't Mrs. Williams accidentally meet Mr. Neff here that night we had him over for dinner? And besides, Neil thinks it's a lot of fun.
Yes, he does now, because he doesn't know it's all been planned out, and that you're deliberately meddling in his and Marge's life. They've had an understanding, and Marge understands why Neil and she can't get married.
Well, sure she does. And the minute Mrs. Williams marries Mr. Neff, they can go into...
Pipe down, will you? I think that's Marge now.
Oh, yes. And I think Neil's with her, too. Just a minute.
Neil, isn't he working nights this week?
No, this week he works days. He and Marge had dinner out tonight.
Hello there, Jane.
Oh, hello, Neil. Oh, I thought you were going to a show, Marge.
Well, I thought so, too, but my gentleman friend here is financially embarrassed this week.
Hello, Wake.
Hi, Neil.
What do you mean he's embarrassed? About what?
Financially embarrassed.
Well, you see, my mother...
Oh, it's your mother again.
Yes, my mother had to get herself some new evening clothes, if you please, and the permanent, and the manicure, and
Since Neil's mother's taken to nightlife, she's become quite an expense to this struggling young newspaper man.
Oh, she has. Well, why don't you put your foot down?
I wish Mother would put hers down the way she walks around the house practicing the rumba.
I think it was awful of both of you not to invite me over to that dancing school the other night. What I wouldn't give to the old man Neff doing the rumba.
Isn't it marvelous how quick they learn?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't see to see him let up a little.
What do you mean? Spoil the only fun my mother's had in years? Why, eggs. How could you?
Well, it's spoiling a deal for me that means thousands of dollars.
Spoiling it? How?
I can't talk business to the old guy. He's too involved in this social life he's taken up at this late stage of the game.
Life begins at 54, I guess.
Oh, you're still having trouble getting the old boy to sign up, are you?
Trouble? I wish you could have seen the business conference I had with him the other day.
Why? What happened?
Well, the business we were discussing was a sideline. He was too busy sending flowers and making dinner reservations and having his evening clothes fitted. And
if you think that's something, you should get a load of our home life now. I'm a sort of a side issue now in the life of my mother.
Oh, the poor boy.
Well, it's no laughing matter.
There's no laughing matter about this deal either.
Oh, he wants everything to happen right away. It takes time.
It takes time for what?
Well, it takes time for Mr. Neff and Mrs. Williams to... well, I mean, it takes time. You'll get the business after.
Yeah, I'll get the business all right.
After what, Jane?
Just after.
After it's too late?
You said it, after it's too late. It's a certainty the old guy can't go on not paying attention to his business and not having an agent who does, and if he keeps stalling me off, he's bound to find somebody else.
He will not, dear. I explained it to you.
Yes, that was a dandy, that explanation you gave.
Yes, what was it?
Well, she's... well, I don't care to go into it. I can only tell you it was a dandy, that's all.
Hey, I got an idea.
About what?
About helping you put over this deal.
Well, look who's dabbling in big business.
All right, now, you'll be sorry you said that. Wait till you hear.
Well, what is it?
Well, now, let me see how we'll go about this. Oh, yeah. Look, I was thinking of doing this anyhow, just for a gag to kid Mom about. And I think we can work it out so that it'll help you put over this deal, too.
A gag isn't going to put over a business deal.
This one will.
Well, what is it?
Well, I was going to have our gossip columnist on the paper run a line about Mother and old man Neff.
Neil, you were.
Just for a laugh. I want to kid Mother about it.
Well, what's that got to do with...
Well, the way I was going to do it was something like this. What big business tycoon has been seen strutting his stuff in the night spots with the mother of what newspaper man?
Neil Williams, how could you?
What was that? Say it again. See if I can guess it.
That's the point, Jane. Nobody will guess it particularly. But it would be something I could wave in Mother's face and kid her about.
I don't see how that's going to get my deal across.
Well, I'll change it now. I'll mention old man Neff's name.
Mention his name?
Sure, that's not libel. It's the truth, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And here's how to work out. Now, you watch and see if it does. I get our columnist to run the line mentioning Neff. He burns up about it and, of course, suspects me, which is all right with me. Then he'll try to suppress it. That's where you come in, Ace.
Me? Well, how do
Just leave it to me, will you? I'm going to call in the item right now. It'll be in the morning edition. I can just make it.
Neil, you're not going to do anything.
Sure I am. Leave it to me, will you? You mean I enter the picture by your telling the old guy that you can suppress the scandal or whatever it is if he gives me this real estate business?
Well, putting it bluntly, it's something like that.
It's the only way you can put it.
Well, who's he calling up? I don't get
it. I don't either, Jane, so don't ask me.
It's the most ridiculous idea I ever heard.
Hello, Post? City room.
What's he going to do?
He's going to blackmail Mr. Neff, it sounds like to me.
Oh, Marge, how can you use that word?
Well, when you get right down to it, Neil.
Hello? Put Bowers on. This is William speaking. Oh, well, let me see how I word this.
You better be careful of the way you word it, or you're going to get yourself into a nice jam.
Bowers? This is Neil. Yeah. Run this line for me in the morning, will you? No, it's okay. It's on the level. Yeah. P.Y. Neff, N-E-F-F, who is up to his neck in real estate, is up to his knees in rumba these spring nights at all the hot spots downtown. And his partner is a mysterious but gorgeous newcomer to our nightlife. We'll find out who she is, and there'll be more about them later. You got that? No, it's on the level. Now, will you run that and leave the rest to me? That's a pal. Thanks.
Well, you did it.
I think that's awfully cute. Won't they be surprised when
now,
they see it?
Now, here's how the thing works out. Neff will see this tomorrow. It won't set well with him, as you can well imagine. He'll get around to calling me in, knowing I work on the Post, and that's how we put over your deal.
Yes, now just suppose he doesn't call you in. He calls your editor.
So what? It's true about him, and he'll start worrying about that line more about them later, see? Naturally, I'll be the one he'll turn to stop anything else in the column, and in reciprocity...
Why, Neil, please.
You get the deal you want. I'll see to that.
You hope.
It'll work out. Now, you watch and see.
I don't know. It's blackmail. That's what it is.
Yes, and suppose Neff gets mad. Have you thought about that? Suppose he gives your mother the air from now on.
Oh, no. There's no chance of that. He's really gone on her.
Oh, he wouldn't get mad at Mrs. Williams.
You tell him, Jane.
Suppose we do blackballing about the business deal.
Blackball.
After all, this is not a fancy passing or anything like that, is it?
Well, let's hope for the best with Neil's new idea of how Mr. Ace can put across the deal. We learn about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.